Welcome back to WCRB in Concert with the Handel and Haydn Society. I'm Brian McCreath. Artistic director Harry Christophers is the conductor of this concert, which opened the 2016-2017 season. You can learn more about upcoming H&H concerts at our website, classicalwcrb.org. On December 15th and 18th, Ian Watson will lead the Handel and Haydn Society's annual Bach Christmas program at Jordan Hall in Boston. The program includes the fifth part of Bach's Christmas Oratorio and the Cantata 61 for Advent, as well as works by Telemann and Graupner. In March, Nicholas McGeegan will be the guest conductor of a program that includes Mozart's Linz Symphony and a symphony by a rarely heard Spanish composer named Juan Crisóstomo Arriaga. For all the information you need, start at classicalwcrb.org, where you can also hear this concert again on demand. Again, that's all at classicalwcrb.org. The Handel and Haydn Society has been around for over 200 years now, and the concert you're hearing is number 2,300. And over those thousands of concerts, plenty has changed. When I talked with Harry Christophers, he told me about the changes he's encouraged and seen since his arrival in 2009.
What I've really noticed and what I've tried to do, and I think that's really showing now, I've just tried to release people a little bit more. I really wanted to get the performers, both instrumentalists and vocalists, to actually give it themselves, give it their own musicality and their personalities a little bit more. It's very funny because when I first came, I remember the element I was very worried about was the chorus. I didn't know whether I knew what to say, put it that way. I started the 16 back in 1979. That's the only choir I've ever done. Although I come, I was a chorus choir at Oxford, etc., and all those things, but I also played the clarinet. I conducted quite a lot of orchestras, but I wouldn't call myself a choral man. I don't go out doing choirs all over the world. There are lots of people who do that, and that's wonderful. They're very enjoyable. So when I came with the chorus, I was a bit worried, could I actually achieve what I wanted to? But it was simple, because when I came, I felt that, they sang wonderfully together, but the words didn't seem to matter. And to me, what's vocal music without words? We have to be dictated by the text and make the text live and breathe. And to me also, there's one of the things I think I got rid of when I very first came, and it's taken a few years to actually get rid of it completely, is the idea of a metronome. We need flexibility. We have to have ebb and flow in the music, light and shade. And just making people aware sometimes that with the singers, we need to think of things sometimes instrumentally, and with the orchestra, sometimes we need to think of things vocally. We were a little bit sort of straitjacketed into music. If the bowing's not there or the articulation's not there in the copy, we don't do it, rather than actually sort of making music, believing in ourselves and actually being individual.
And you can hear more of this conversation with Harry Christophers on our podcast, The Answered Question. You can subscribe to The Answered Question in iTunes or whichever podcast app you use, or just visit us online at classicalwcrb.org. I'm Brian McCreath, and you're listening to WCRB in Concert with the Handel and Haydn Society, and the second half of H&H's season-opening concert features Bach's Magnificat. But two short pieces come before that, Bach's very short Cantata No. 50 and a piece by Heinrich Schütz called Lord, Now Let Your Servant Depart. The Cantata No. 50 is a single movement, maybe part of a larger piece that's lost, but it's impossible to say at this point. It's built on the same story of St. Michael's battle with Satan that inspired the Cantata 149 you heard in the first half of the concert. And according to Harry Christophers, that was part of the reason for including it on this concert, but beyond that,
it's just great. It's, 3 minutes 50 probably in length, 4 minutes maximum. Again, a brilliant dictating the text at the beginning and then allowing what I call filigree in the other choirs around it. And the trumpets having these phenomenal fanfare moments. It's just brilliant. Again, this use of the way he uses the various orchestral choirs. I use the word choirs. I suppose it's going back to the Gabrielles and all those sort of things. The way it just fires from instruments to instrument in different contours. And the interesting thing with the trumpets, that they're, one should think of them as extension of the oboes. So it's not a blazon sound. It's a sound that's going to blend, because actually, if you have, this is the big difference between having a modern orchestra playing it, where modern drummers are there to get to the back of the symphony hall in a blazon way, and then, you're going to lose the oboes texture, and you'll lose the string texture. So everything is focusing really well from part to part.
And now, coming back on stage at Symphony Hall, here again is Harry Christophers to continue this Handel and Haydn Society program with Bach's Cantata No. 50 in concert on WCRB. Thrilling expression of victory over evil. That's Bach's Cantata No. 50, performed in concert at Symphony Hall in Boston by the Handel and Haydn Society Period Instrument Orchestra and Chorus, led by artistic director Harry Christophers. And this H&H season opening concert continues with the only piece on the program not by Bach. It's a setting of what's called the Nunc Dimittis from the Gospel of Luke. In essence, it's a letting go of earthly life and acceptance of a transition to the afterlife. In the context of this program, it gives us an idea of what Bach learned when he was growing up and what he built on as a composer to create works like the Magnificat that's coming up. The music is by Heinrich Schütz, who worked in Germany a few generations before Bach and whose works were integral to Bach's own work and education. And here again is Harry Christophers to continue this Handel and Haydn Society program with Lord, Now Let Your Servant Depart by Heinrich Schütz in concert on WCRB. an expression of pure devotion and giving oneself over to the divine. Lord, now let your servant depart, is sometimes known as the Song of Simeon. In the Gospel of Luke, Simeon encounters Jesus, recognizes that his own earthly life is complete, and is ready to be united with God in heaven. This setting of the Nunc Dimittis was written by Heinrich Schütz and was performed in concert by the Handel and Haydn Society, led by Harry Christophers. I'm Brian McCreath, and this is WCRB in Concert with the Handel and Haydn Society. You can find our broadcast schedule for WCRB in Concert at our website, classicalwcrb.org. That's also where you can hear this concert again on demand. Again, that's all at classicalwcrb.org. The final work on this program is one that's also inspired by a statement of devotion from the Gospel of Luke. This time, though, it's an embrace of the divine in the voice of Jesus' mother, Mary. The Song of Mary, or Magnificat, begins with the words, "My soul magnifies the Lord." Bach's setting of those words was created in 1723 for the composer's first Christmas season in Leipzig, fulfilling a job that would define his career and legacy. On a personal note, it's one of a few pieces of music that inspired me to pursue music after I played in the trumpet section of a performance in college. For me, after the brilliance of Bach's Magnificat, there was no turning back. So when I talked with Harry Christophers, I couldn't resist asking him when he first encountered this piece.
I only came to it after university days, actually. So, and at modern pitch, at 440, and I remember as a tenor, it's cruel, trying to sing the Deposuit, not easy at all. So we got the bonus of period instruments and baroque pitch, which is great. But it is brilliant. I mean, what is I just find staggering about it is, you know, this is Bach's first season in Leipzig, you know, 1723. He had... Correct me. So 7 feet between Christmas and the first Sunday after Epiphany, 7 feast days to write for. Massive commitment, not only for Bach to have to write all these music, but for the performers. You know, how did they cope with this incredible challenge? And Magnificat is immense. I mean, Bach uses, he's got the big orchestra. He's got his three trumpets. He's got his drums. He's got two flutes, oboes, bassoon, strings, chorus, and. What does he do? He utilizes every single element. It is outrageous. It's an incredible bit of writing. And I think we just have courage to be overtly dramatic and expressive with it. You know, and we've been sort of meticulous about making sure we try and balance every aspect. And as I said before, you know, the first trumpet has this ridiculous... They must have been damn good.
That's Harry Christophers in a conversation you can hear on our podcast, The Answered Question. As in the earlier pieces on this program, the Handel and Haydn Society did not bring in star soloists to sing Magnificat. Rather, they're drawn from the ensemble itself and include sopranos Margot Rood and Sonia Dutoit-Tengblad, mezzo-soprano Catherine Grodin, tenor Stefan Reed, and baritone Woodrow Bynum. And now coming on stage to lead those soloists and the orchestra and chorus of the Handel and Haydn Society is Harry Christophers. And this program continues with Bach's Magnificat in concert on WCRB. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
J.S. Bach's Magnificat ends with the same music that began the piece, in a reflection of a text that translates as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. And Magnificat, led by Harry Christophers, brings this Handel and Haydn Society concert at Symphony Hall to an end. The soloists, all members of the H&H chorus, included sopranos Margot Rood and Sonia Dutoit-Tengblad, mezzo-soprano Catherine Grodin, tenor Stefan Reed, and baritone Woodrow Bynum. And Harry Christophers is also acknowledging several of the soloists from within the orchestra, including principal oboist Gonzalo Ruiz, principal flutist Christopher Kruger, the continuo players, including organist Ian Watson and cellist Guy Fishman, and the trumpets led by Timothy Will, along with timpanist Jonathan Hess. This concert marks the beginning of Harry Christophers' eighth season as artistic director of the Handel and Haydn Society, and later this month, H&H returns to Bach's music in its annual Bach Christmas program at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall. For information about the entire 2016-2017 Handel and Haydn Society season, look for the link to the H&H box office on the In Concert page of classicalwcrb.org, where you can also hear this program again on demand. Again, that's at classicalwcrb.org. This broadcast of the Handel and Haydn Society is produced by me, Brian McCreath. Our audio producer is Antonio Oliart-Ros, with assistance from Joel Watts. Our thanks to H&H Artistic Director Harry Christophers, President and CEO David Sneed, and Vice President of Artistic Planning Ira Pedlikan for making this broadcast possible. I'm Brian McCreath. Thank you for joining us for In Concert from WCRB, a part of WGBH Boston.